Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling.
Oh, good morning, Reading. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show today, Positively Healthy. And I'm here every once a month and near the end of the month. So next time we're here will be February 23rd. So I'm glad that you're with us today. It's gorgeous out there again, so try to get out and move around a little bit. Well, today we're doing all sorts of stuff. So in the studio, I want to introduce our studio folks. So I want to start with Dan Martin from Lazy 69 Ranch. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. Positively happy to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad. Down from Round Mountain. And so you are one of our sponsors, and every now and then we drag you in here, and I'm so glad that you came in today. And then we have our person opening cashews in the studio, Mark Beecham. Good morning, Mark. Everyone can hear the cashews out at home. So there we go. We're always eating healthy snacks. And so good morning, Mark.
What is this? Hydrogenized. What is it?
Oh, great. No. It's the type of cashew you should put down. And so right
put,
here.
Put down your throat.
Put
right?
down, put down and put it over there. And so on the telephone line, I think we have Deborah Lucero down in from Butte County. Deborah, are you with us this morning?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Absolutely, and very, very clearly, too. And so you've just got a whole panel of folks here who want to ask you a bunch of questions. And so first, I want to welcome you to the show, and then I want people to know that you are our Shasta County Arts Council Director. Is that the right terminology?
Yes. You know, I'm one of those people that wears multiple hats, so I think arts and ag and heritage all go together very well up here in the North State, and all of it leads to economic development, and that's what I'm interested in.
Oh, wonderful. And then you're the Butte County Economic Development Director, right?
Yes.
So you're just doing everything. What's that?
Well, it's just it all works together. As I said, it's taken about a decade to get people to believe that arts equals economic development, but they're actually on the table now, and ag, of course, in our area has always been strong, and I believe it's just getting stronger, so we're just applying some of that creative energy to the ag realm.
Ah, wonderful. Now, you have an event coming up in February on a Monday, February 25th, and it's called Ag Speed Dating. And, you know, we've had every joke, and I'm sure you have too, of this idea of ag speed dating, and what is it?
Well, yeah, it's really interesting because we've had people say, you know how much trouble I get in when I see, you know, from my wife or from my husband when they see ag speed dating pop up in the email box. But, you know, it is that we've been doing this for 2 years
yeah.
in the Butte County area. We have 12 buyers that actually date with 24 local producers and growers in a 2.5-hour, very intense period. And the idea behind it was, I know for myself, I've attended enough meetings to kill a horse, and I thought if I have to go to another meeting, I want to be able to go to one where business is being done.
Excellent.
And so this is what that's all about. It is face-to-face business. And we didn't know, you know, what would happen the first year, but we had spent 2 years meeting with different ag folks and with Chico State and some large producer growers in the Butte County area. And finally, I said, hey, what if we did something like this? And everybody kind of looked at me and went, I don't know, Deborah, that sounds pretty weird. And they said, but, you know, if you want to try it, go ahead. And so I approached, you know, some of our bigger producer growers, some of our larger institutional buyers like the hospitals and Chico State, and then some of the specialty grocers like S&S Produce in Chico and Chico Natural Foods and Sierra Nevada Tap Room, some of our larger restaurants, and we put together 12 very strong qualified buyers. And then we went to work on finding our local producers and growers. And one of the interesting things that was said, you know, for instance, Sierra Nevada Tap Room, who really works on buying from local producers and growers, said, you know, Deborah, most, you know, 90% of the people on this list of the producers and growers, we already do business with. And S&S said the same thing. And I said, well, can you just humor me for this first year and let's see what could happen, if anything? I
mean, right.
If it's not a good thing, we don't have to do it again because I'm not in this to do something that's not successful or beneficial to everyone involved. So after the event, both of those entities said, you know, it's amazing. I've been doing, you know, one guy said, I've been doing business with this particular producer grower for 5 years. I had not met him in person. We had only ever spoken on the phone. And it comes to find out that they had an organic blueberry farm up in Forest Ranch, and they began to purchase blueberries from them. And, you know, that first year we had 3 deals that were made on the spot. We had 86 new business connections that were made. And in 2012, those same business connections jumped to 240 new
wow.
business connections.
Oh,
and
wow.
we had... 10 deals made on the spot with 29 other participants reporting 70 potential deals. So it started working as we qualified the buyers and really, it's like a good date. You want to make sure that who you're dating really lines up with what you have to offer.
And you can learn a lot in 5 minutes, huh?
You know, some of the, you know, it's true, and some of the byproducts of all of this was that the producer growers, knowing that they were going to meet some of these buyers, maybe had been working on some collateral marketing materials like business cards or brochures, or maybe a new recipe or maybe a new idea, and this propelled them to work on that in a quicker fashion. And actually what it's done is it's kind of grown up our producer grower base to a higher level of operation.
Oh, impressive.
And,
yeah. Now, when did you get the idea to take it on the road?
Well, it wasn't really my idea to take it on the road. What happened was that we had about 5 different counties that contacted us and said, hey, you know, we're very interested in this Ag Speed Dating. You know, could you maybe come and do a presentation or tell us how to get this done in our area? And so I went over to Humboldt, over in Eureka, and presented over there and talked to Siskiyou County and Shasta County, Yuba, Sutter. And then Upstate California Economic Development Council, we approached them because they represent the 20 counties north of Sacramento and said, is there a way we could possibly partner to bring this idea to the 20 counties north of Sacramento and perhaps begin regional awareness not only of one another, but creating a larger regional awareness of this part of California.
Oh, impressive.
In terms of food.
Sure. Hey, this is AM radio, and we need to take a quick little commercial break. Can you stay on sure. through the commercial?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, excellent. Well, we're talking to Deborah Lucero from Butte County Economic Development, and we'll be right back.
Too fast. You got to make the moment last, just kicking down the cobblestone.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling.
Oh, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show today, Positively Healthy, here on KCNR 1460. It's community radio. And we have on the line from Chico, we have Deborah Lucero, Butte County Economic Development Director. And are you still there, Deborah?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Well, we're talking about this event that you're bringing to Reading called Egg Speed Dating, where it sounds like you're lining up a bunch of people who produce things, people who grow things, make things in the food world, and then people who maybe want to buy them, and you're gonna have them talk to each other, and you're gonna have an event in Reading, and they're gonna sort of see if their products match anything someone's trying to buy. Is that basically it in a nutshell?
You know, that really is what it is. And in this day of social media and, you know, telephones, it's interesting how far away we've gotten from face-to-face meetings and how very important they are to doing business.
The people in our studio are all, yes, we're getting some head nodding here, definitely.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting the difference between a face-to-face and something, a deal that you make over the phone. And we're really talking about making relationships and understanding where our food comes from. And part of that is meeting the producer or grower who actually is doing this with all the heart and passion that they put into it. And then you're bringing that to a buyer who, you know, come on, they get pitched every day. It creates a different situation than what has been normal. And we have found this to be a positive experience.
Now, part of your idea, when I had a conversation with you recently, you said, you know, like, I have a tendency personally to think of, oh, we need to build Shasta County. And so, cause we're in Shasta County. And you've said, you know, Trudy, we really need to build a region. And so, it sounds so silly now, but that was really sort of a breakthrough for my brain. And so I want to thank you for that. And, but what do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is that, in California, just those 20 counties I've mentioned north of Sacramento represent 30% of the geography of California. But we only represent 4% approximately of the population. And because of that, we get very little attention from Sacramento in terms of our legislature. We also get very little attention from our federal lawmakers, which means we're pretty much on our own up here. We may think that we have some power and clout, but in reality, we don't. And if one county is not going to make it, we need to bind together as a 20-county region and start speaking with one voice. If you can imagine a very large body with an itty-bitty tiny mouth, that's what we look like right now to a lot of the lawmakers and a lot of people that really don't understand what our region has to offer. And we have beef, and we have lamb, and we have all these incredible value-added products. We have an olive oil story. We have a citrus story. We have open space. We have rice. You know, we basically nuts, you name it, it's grown somewhere in this region. And not only do we have these things that are grown, but because they are grown, we have a beautiful open lands and preservation story that can lead to other things like tourism and other kinds of industry that are soft uses on our area.
Hmm. What does Reading have to offer?
Well, I'm just learning, of course, what Reading has to offer. But, aside from an incredible natural beauty that is really unsurpassed anywhere in the state, I'm always amazed when I drive up I-5. Coming from Corning, I lived in Corning and grew up in Corning, and so I always saw Mount Shasta. And that was part of my landscape growing up. And when I moved to Chico, I realized I couldn't really see Mount Shasta anymore.
Right.
So that was kind of a sad experience for me. But what I'm learning in Reading is just the incredible creativeness of the people around. You mentioned you have Lazy 69 Ranch.
Dan is here. Say hi, Dan.
Woo-hoo. Hi, Deborah.
Hey, Dan. I'm really looking forward to meeting you.
Likewise.
With organic eggs and beef, I understand. We have Straw House Cafe, who's going to be bringing organic coffee. Some of our buyers that we have already lined up are Tops Market, which are in Reading and Weaverville, Simpson College in Reading, Orchard Nutrition in Reading, Tapas Restaurant in Reading, C.R. Gibbs in Reading, Enjoy the Store in Reading, and soon to be Anderson, I understand. And Holiday Market, which has 13 stores and 6 Save More stores throughout the whole Northern California region. And those are 7 of the buyers. We have 5 more slots there, and we have 22 more producer-grower spots.
Oh, wow.
So there, yeah. And we just started this effort, so I'm very pleased that we already have 7 of the buyers' spots. Sewn up, and I suspect by Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, we'll have all our buyers in place.
Now, if someone is listening to this and they want to get in touch with you and they're thinking, hey, I have this to sell, or I have a hospital or whatever it is, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, I'm going to refer them to Ray Lager.
Okay.
And his name is, his email is Ray, R-A-Y, Lager, L-A-A-G-E-R, @Juno.com.
Okay.
And Juno is JUNO.com. And then his phone number is 530-520-4742.
Okay. Is he a Reading person?
No, he's also a Chico person, and he is the on-site guy for these events. And in full disclosure, I actually am married to this gentleman, and he's my partner and helps me out with everything.
Do we know this person? Oh, we do know this person. Good. Okay. Oh, well, that's perfect then. Okay, so they can get a hold of you or Ray, or just mostly Ray. And any questions then? This is February 25th, which is a Monday, and so if someone has a business, et cetera, it's from 9 to noon, so they kind of would need to mark themselves out of their schedule, so to speak, and plan around it a bit. Okay.
And yes, then, and they can't just show up.
They can't just show up.
By reservation only. I mean, you have to call us and say, yes, I want to participate, and we give you a slot. And you have to be there for the entire time. This just doesn't work. If you just say, oh, I'll come around 10 o'clock, that's not how it works.
Okay.
We literally, the first half hour of the event, we bring in 2 or 3 speakers who speak only about 10 minutes on everything from urban distribution in Sacramento, San Francisco, Bay Area, Portland area, to recyclable packaging ideas, to fish suppliers. We basically get our ideas from participants, and they say, I want to know about this.
Okay.
So what we do is from that, we do very quick kind of educational stuff up front, let people get settled. We feed them breakfast. They can munch on things throughout the morning. And then at 9:30 sharp, we get started.
Okay.
And, I mean, it starts right then, and it's 2.5 hours of intense business.
Okay. So after you do one in Reading, where are you going next?
We will be going to Marysville, Yuba City on March 4th. So we have one in Chico on March 18th, one in Reading on February 18th, in Reading, February 25th, and in Marysville, Yuba City, March 4th.
And then,
So it's 3 weeks, and what we are really literally going toward is an Upstate California Food Expo that will be coming in March of 2014.
Okay, what's that? And that sounds huge.
It is going to be huge, we hope. Again, we're trying to regionally brand this area with our foodstuffs, and we are patterning this thing after the Fresno Food Expo, which is, of course, the San Joaquin Valley, which feeds the world. And theirs is quite huge. But they do it for wholesale connections, public connections, retail connections. So you can go as just an individual and go and munch, and, you know, there's all kinds of great stuff by value-added products. That's the same idea that we're going to have for our March 2014 Food Expo, which will be held in Corning at Rolling Hills Casino.
Okay. And so...
And...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so that everybody that we are now, like, we'll be working with 72 producer growers on this stretch of the Ag Speed Dating and about 36 buyers. So we're hoping to get all of them involved in the Food Expo and anyone else who would like to come. And, of course, that would be open to the public, and then there will be wholesale business that goes on there as well.
Did you say that there have been Ag Speed Dating events over Eureka, Arcata area and Siskiyou County, or are they more, they're part of your vision, right, to include them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, actually, it's open to Siskiyou County and Humboldt County right now, and the Redding would be the spot. So those 24 producer grower slots and even some of the buying slots could go to folks from Siskiyou and or Humboldt, but it's really a first-come, first-serve situation at this point, and that's how we sign people up. We try not to get, for instance, you know, three or four beef guys, you know, or four egg guys. We want each participant to have value, so we you know, screen everyone so that we're not getting too many of one particular product offered, and we really try to get strong qualified buyers.
Excellent. Okay, well, hey, I really appreciate you calling in. That helps our listeners get a feel for what you're doing, not just locally, but for the entire North State, which, I mean, my goodness, I just can't thank you enough because, well, we all live here. And so we want our economy to be stronger. And you know, frankly, we want to be known for being a really powerful North State versus kind of just a weaker part of California. You know, I would love to see us strengthen and become a little more of a team with other counties. I think that's very delicious. And so I want to thank you for calling in today, and keep up the good work, my dear, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Trudy.
Sure.
And thanks to everyone in the studio.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, Dan Martin, you're here with us today. And before we take a break, just kind of give us a little introduction to who you are, and in case I'm sure they already know.
I'm still impressed by this whole Ag Speed Dating, because it's where the rubber meets the road.
Okay.
You know, these are the things that I've been passionate about, is that getting the producers, face to face with the buyers.
Yeah.
And letting them look in your eye and see how serious you are about this stuff. And really, it's something that we've been needing for a long time, is to get these people together. And I'm really just in awe of the fact that we're getting there now.
Yeah.
That we're finally getting there where we have somebody that cares enough to put the producers together with buyers.
And can you believe her passion? I mean, she just lives it. You know?
I'm there. I got goosebumps. I am there with her, just because this is such an awesome thing, because it's something that I've struggled with starting the Lazy 69 Ranch, is not being able to get to the person responsible for making the decisions to buy your product.
Yeah.
Always having to go through this hierarchy of people and personnel and these phone calls back and, you know, well, you're too expensive. Well, you're too this. You can't produce reliably, you know. And finally, when you're able to sit down and then face to face with somebody, and then you can help them understand what it is, that the challenges that you're facing, and how the buyers can actually help the producer achieve that economy of scale and become reliable and become consistent. And it kind of, they feed off of each other, really, in that you need these buyers to have some sense of understanding of where these farmers are at economically and the challenges that they face, and then that allows them to help them where they need the help. And I think that's
Absolutely.
Just the coolest thing I've heard in a long time.
Oh, no, so. I know. I can just tell that you were spellbound, you know. It's just when it's right on track, it's on track. So, hey, you're listening to Positively Healthy, and, you know, we're going to take a quick break because we do that. And so we're going to come back talking with Dan Martin from Lazy 69 mm-hmm. Ranch. We'll be right back.
Last, just kicking down the cobblestone.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
Crab season is officially open. Hi, this is Ken White of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Come join us for our 26th annual Crab Feed on Saturday, February 2nd, featuring our famous all-you-can-eat crab. You'll have an ocean of fun and help us provide shelter and care to victims of domestic violence. Tickets are available at our box office at 2280 Benton Drive, online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org, or by calling 244-0118. This event sponsored in part by Swift Properties, Premier West Bank, and Bar in Mudford.
Hey, this is Carl Buff from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
I'm Dave.
I'm Ernie. Do you have something you want to buy, sell, or trade?
Then you should join us on Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave.
Call us Saturday mornings, 7 to 8, on KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Too fast. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show today, Positively Healthy. And, boy, in the studio, we have Dan Martin from Lazy 69 Ranch and Mark Beecham over there. Just finished his cashews, and here we go. So, Dan, what's it like being a farmer?
Life is good. What can I say?
Okay.
You know why? Because
why?
I believe in what I do.
There you go.
And, you know, I could have, Lazy 69 Ranch, is something that my wife and I began completely out of our own pocket. We weren't funded or financed or backed by anybody. And really, you know, I could have named it the Out of Pocket Ranch, you know, and this is the type of thing we're talking about when you get to talk to somebody like me, is you have a better understanding of where they're at. Anymore, you know, you and I talked about, that guy that rides bicycles that, basically cheated the whole world out of believing in him. And, anymore, it seems like, you know, the heroes in this world are the hardworking people like the farmers and ranchers. These are people that people can believe in and look up to because they're working hard to create something for the community. They're an asset to their family, to the community and their country because they're providing food. In this era of outsourcing things, you know, anymore, it's hard to find something that's made locally. Locally being regionally in the state, in the country even. And our food is headed in that direction. We are losing more agricultural land and farmers, and we are continuing to outsource even our food to other countries. So, you gotta watch me because I'll just shotgun you with all this stuff and, you know, you gotta slow me down and get me back on track. What I don't even remember what your question was to begin with here.
Well, just in case there are listeners that have no idea who you are because there are already your fans that are listening, but just, okay, you're in Round Mountain. What do you do up there?
We're about 30 miles east of Reading, halfway between Reading and Burney.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we have about 2,500 layer hens.
Okay.
And I do this silly thing where I really stress and sweat over them and raise these baby chicks, and then they move them to their respective barns, and then I foolishly set them free every day to graze, as I call get their graze on. And what it does for them is it allows them to balance their psyche. They get outside. They get to scratch and do what chickens want to do. They aren't confined. They're truly free range. It's a high-risk operation. Being subject to not only just Mother Nature and the hard winter that we've had so far with the early rain and then snow, but also predation, other, I find out that, you know, there are other animals that like to eat organic chicken.
Oh, is that right?
And
for free.
You know, that's another management aspect that people don't understand. But it's something that, you know, we began in about 2001 on somewhat of a trial error, an error, you know, type system where it was the great experiment to see if it would work. And we started growing food for our family. And then my mom had some health issues, and she radically changed her diet, getting off the processed food, and didn't want to give up the eggs, didn't want to give up the beef. And so I grew it for her, and then grew it for friends, and then it kind of just went from there.
I know. So, everyone is like kind of going, oh, he's so cute.
The Lazy 69 is, you know, you think Ag Speed Dating, that name turns people's heads. By the way, my wife is probably going to have to come see you because I think she just about twisted her neck off when she walked by my computer.
Yeah.
And pretended like she wasn't reading over my shoulder and says the speed dating thing going on. And she's not really good at hiding, you know.
Her emotions.
What she sees, you know, and it's like, you know, I can feel her looking through me at the computer. So, you know, we... The ranch was originally established in 1969. My wife and I were both born in 69, and it became the Lazy 69 Ranch. It's anything but lazy. You know, the chickens won't take a day off. They lay an egg every day. It's management intensive. I wouldn't trade it for doing anything else because I believe in it, and I found now that people believe in me. They believe in what we're doing. They believe and really what has shaped our products have been our customers because – you know, recently, you know, just last year, I think I came to you, I was frustrated with the fact that people were telling me that they were no longer going to buy my eggs because I fed them an organic, balanced ration that included soybean in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's heartbreaking for me because I felt like I was doing everything I could and everything that they wanted. And then they're saying, you know, I have some concerns about all this soy and all these products that I'm eating and I'm trying to cut it out. You know, most every, you know, egg producer has soybean in their feed. It's, the soybean is a wonderful thing. It's 40% protein. It's almost unparalleled in terms of, you know, pound for pound, the protein that it provides. So I did this crazy thing where I'm switched my feed company that I've been with forever. That's been so good to me. Found because they could not provide me with the soy free feed. I went to the formulator at another feed company. And now I have a soy-free and a corn-free balanced organic lay pellet that I feed my chickens in addition to their graze.
What do your customers think about that?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't done a very good job of advertising it because I've had my head down working, you know, trying to keep the train on the track, so to speak. And I think, you know, and of course, we have to buy egg cartons in advance like a year at a time to get a good deal on them. So I wasn't able to put that on the egg carton right away. Those that... know about it have responded favorably, and they some do actually understand how difficult and challenging it is to replace that protein in that feed, and you know, and what do you replace it with? And I had this formulation that was working wonderfully for my girls, my hens, and suddenly I had to switch over, you know, completely. It's a big risk for me, but again, this is what's shaping. You know, the consumers are really what is driving the Lazy 69 Ranch. It's not something that I'm saying, this is what you're going to eat. This is, they're telling me what they want, and I'm trying to get it to them.
Oh, excellent. And where can you find that? I mean, that's responding to the customers. Who doesn't want that? That's exceptional. So where do you sell your eggs?
In town here at Holiday Market and Orchard Nutrition right now. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, this Ag Speed Dating will kind of unearth this somewhat. But, you know, there's an economy of scale associated with every business. And for us, we have to, you know, lay so many eggs and pack so many dozen a day to pay the bills, you know, keep the wolf at the door. And unfortunately, in the summertime, the demand for eggs decreases because people are, say, typically only eating them for a breakfast item. Whereas in the wintertime, they bake more with them. You know, there's all these other foods that have eggs as ingredients. And so our demand is up. However, we can't turn a switch and increase production in wintertime and turn it down in the summertime. We have this, you know, this steady production rate that we have to maintain. So that's some of our challenges. So we also take our eggs to some markets in San Francisco where they just about give me a ticker tape parade every time I show up because they're so grateful to have this product. And that's what's really cool is I'm the one, you know, we are pretty much vertical, you know, in terms of we are that we raise our own chicks. We do our own collection, our own packing, we're our own distributor, and, you know, hence delivering it. And so when the guy that is doing the work in the field comes and makes the delivery, it helps, you know, make that connection. And they're like, wow, this, and they pull me aside and talk to me, ask me about how I do things and why I do things. And so there's a really tremendous sense of appreciation there.
And before we go to break, do you drive them there yourself?
I do.
Okay. When do you do that?
Well, you typically hear a sonic boom, you know, about every Sunday. And that's me going to San Francisco.
Is it that you drive?
Well, I have,
what is the name of your truck?
Egg Force One.
Ah, there we go.
Egg Force One. You hear that sonic boom on Sunday morning. It's just, no worries. It's just Egg Force One going to San Francisco.
So what time do you pull out of bed?
I usually get up about 2 a.m. and I'm out the door by 3-ish and into the city about 7 while it's still asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Egg Force One opens the Bombay doors, make our drop, and we turn and burn and come back home. And you know what? I get back home just in time to do what? To pack eggs.
Ah, yes.
So,
and so how many places do you deliver in San Francisco?
We have 5 right now. We're working on our 6th outlet there. One of our stores is opening up a second outlet.
And how do you find places in San Francisco to ask and see if they're interested in your eggs?
They have found me.
They find you.
Once they realize that there's somebody crazy enough out there to have a humane production protocol, you know, such things as donating my hens to an animal rescue when they're no longer as productive as I need them to be instead of turning them into a soup can, you know, the feed, making the connection there, free ranging, doing things true to what the customers really want. You know, there's lots of people that have soy allergies out there that email me. And so they seem to find me because I'm one of the few crazy people, crazy enough to actually do this.
And then when we come back, we'll kind of mention how we're going to join you next Sunday and do your deliveries with you. But time to take a break. And so you're listening to Positively Healthy. And in the studio, we have Dan Martin from Lazy 69 Ranch. We'll be right back.
Last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities. So it takes a commitment to take time to work out. And that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak's.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we're back with Dan Martin from Lazy 69 Ranch. Dan, welcome back.
Ooh, thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, before we left, we were going to just sort of mention that we're going to meet you, or I guess you're going to pick us up, and we're going to do your rounds with you. And there are four places we'll be going to right in the city. What are these places? Tell us where we're going.
Well, in San Francisco, I go to the Rainbow Cooperative Grocery.
Okay, there. What's that?
It's a very popular store that has a very high following of discriminating customers, I call them, they trust the store to become their filter or advocate, and they trust the store to screen their vendors and to not allow products in the store that have not been screened, i.e., are you really free range, Dan? I've offered them a feed ingredients list, a feed tag.
Has anyone else ever asked you for that?
They can see what's in my, no.
Yeah, that's pretty serious, huh?
No, but, and you know why nobody's ever asked is because they never get it from anybody else.
Okay.
Now, if you go to the grocery store, most every product is required to have an ingredients list on it. Eggs are not.
True.
Necessarily. I have volunteered that, saying, here, you know, this is what I'm feeding them. If you want to know, I'm not hiding anything. I'm very forthright about what I do and how I do it, right down to the dirty work. You know, they need to know, and they deserve to know. And I'm a consumer also. I would want to know these things if I had a family that had a food allergy, like a soy allergy.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, there's, you know, as you know, there's corruption in almost everything at some level. Even in some parts of agriculture, there are some outfits that pop up overnight, present themselves as a family farm, and really kind of game the system to sell things and make money. And these are the ones that are the big commercial operations that have converted from what they call conventional non-organic to organic, and they're saying, well, we're free range now because we don't have cages around them anymore or something, you know. And they're really kind of – some of them are gaming it.
Mm-hmm.
And be very careful not to fall into that, because you know how easy it would be for me to leave my chickens in every day if I had a climate-controlled environment. Heck, I might even get half a day off sometime, you know, if I weren't worrying about them running around getting chased by something. So there are most of the consumers don't have time on their own to be their own advocate and watchdog and understand and take the time to research. And, you know, fortunately, my customers can email me at dan@lazy69ranch.com and ask me, and I'll send you a feed label. I'll send you a picture of what I do. I'll be very honest with you about what I do, because I'm in this for the long haul. I'm supporting my family. I'm supporting agriculture. I'm trying to be a good steward of the land. And really, you know, I'm trying to provide something that everybody can believe in.
And okay. Where are we going after that?
We're going to go to Buy Right Market.
Oh, the T-shirt you have on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the book you gave me, this huge, thick book?
Buy Right has this unbelievable food culture that they have developed to where every employee, from the guy sweeping up to the person at the counter, has this elevated sense of appreciation for who you are when you walk through that door. Most of the people there get to know me by my first name. They ask me how it's going. You know, they feed me. They take care of me because they want me to come back again. And they have this just enhanced culture, this food culture that is just amazing. And I think we are getting there with this ag speed dating.
Yeah. We're starting to acknowledge that.
When people can, you know, grab a hold of their farmer and sit him down and ask him the silly questions that they were ever afraid to ask, you know, because I have come to understand that people don't necessarily understand how many eggs a chicken lays in a day. Or
And your answer to that
is it one egg a day? But they won't take a day off either. So I don't get a day off.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting, their perception and sometimes misconceptions about what happens on the farm is very interesting to me. Because the people in the city are the furthest removed from the source of their food, the rural areas. And so they appreciate it sometimes the most, but understand it the least. And so they sometimes are sold on things, this labeling, you know, cage free, and they don't, okay, well, I'm going to buy from them because they're cage free. Well, that doesn't mean that they're not kept in confinement. It just means they're not kept in a cage in confinement. So I've turned out to be an advocate for the consumer just as much, because I have complete open door policy from, you know, Cornucopia Institute had come out and grilled us on you know, hey, do you really set your chickens free? Do you really do this to them? Do you really, you know, tell them bedtime stories? Well, yeah, I do all that.
And then how did they rate you?
They have an egg rating system from a 1 to 5 egg scale, 5 eggs being the highest scale, highest rating that you can achieve. And they're a watchdog for consumers. And what they do is they are saying, hey, you know, your label, your carton says this. Are you really doing this? How do we know? And so they gave us, they came out and saw our operation from start to finish, and they understood. I shared everything with them, full, you know, open door to them, and they gave me a 5 egg rating. And they never tasted one of my eggs.
Hmm.
It wasn't based on the quality of the product. It was based on how we arrived at that product.
Right.
And there's like 25 criteria that they score me on. And they gave me the top rating, which is a 5 egg rating. So we're very proud of that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we're doing this. We're trying to do everything as good as we can. However, it's not perfect. And, you know, this ag speed dating thing and getting people in touch with the producers helps people better understand what our constraints are, what our needs are. We have a need for, Holiday Market and Orchard have reduced the margin on the eggs that we sell there to help us remain competitive. They don't make as much money per dozen as the industry standard would call for.
Right.
To pay for their overhead and their employees. They've now recognized that. And so that is a wonderful thing about being face to face with the producer and the consumer.
Excellent. So we're going to take a quick break, and you're listening to Dan Martin from Lazy 69 Ranch, and we're learning so much today. We'll be right back.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Okay. Welcome back. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy. And you know, this is KCNR 1460, and it is community radio. Does that sound like it? Community radio for the North State. And we have Dan Martin in the studio today, and we're talking about Lazy 69 Ranch, your eggs, where we go in San Francisco this upcoming weekend, Dan, when you do your delivery. We've talked about 2 of the places, and there are still 3 to go. Just list them off so people can hear where they're.
Yeah. We go to Canyon Market, which is in Glen Park, kind of the south end of town.
Cool.
We have an organic delivery service we've just started with called Lolabies, which is kind of interesting. Delivery to your door in San Francisco. And also we have Olivier's Butchery, a Frenchman, a fiery Frenchman, and his wife that work really hard And they have, it's in the dog patch area of San Francisco, right on the bay there on the east side. And hardworking people that appreciate what we do. And so we've started with them also. So that's another interesting stop.
Excellent. And then, you know, now what about, the places up here? I mean, they've definitely been very good to you too, right?
Orchard Nutrition, especially in Holiday Market, because I went to each of them with a plain brown carton a few years ago with my family and said, here's who we are. Here's what we're trying to do. We don't have our own carton. We don't have our own barcode on the carton yet. You know, can you help us get in the game a little bit? Because we're so busy every day with production. It's a 7-day a week job. The chickens won't take a day off no matter how much I ask them. And so, we were on the orchard shelf, with a plain brown carton and them taking this minuscule margin, you know, as far as, you know, the way it works, folks, is, you know, I sell the eggs to the store, they mark them up a little bit and sell them, so we're both trying to make money, right? Well, they had, you know, graciously agreed to help us achieve that economy of scale by just taking a small margin that probably didn't even pay for the shelf space there. And they believed in us, and they helped us achieve this economy of scale, and they still are doing it. And they're doing it not just for us, they're doing it for the consumers. And helping, you know, they were the kind of the originals in terms of putting the producer in touch with the buyer and allowing that access and promoting them. And so I can't say enough, you know, Holiday and Orchard have really, been good to local farmers, and they were good to us before it was a cool thing to be good to your farmer. Mm. You see what I mean? They did it because it was genuine and true. They didn't do it for any other motive. They didn't do it to spike sales, to say, hey, we've got this guy's products. If you like him, you'll like us. They, you know, that Barbara Mandrell song, you know, country was cool. Well, they were treating us well before the rest of the world realized that, hey, you better treat us well because we aren't going to be here very long if you don't.
Right. Now, how is it that you would change, agriculture in the North State? I mean, when you look at it compared to where it was, say, 5 years ago and where you'd like to see it in the next 5 years, what do you see?
Well, Deborah Lucero hit on something that is very true, not just for our 20-county region north of Sacramento, but agriculture is largely underrepresented at all levels. You know, they have these political action committees, these PACs, you know, agriculture actually has a very, very small political action committee in the state. The California Prison Guards Union has a PAC that is much, much larger than all of agriculture in California. You know, so we are largely underrepresented when it comes to laws and understanding what we need and where we're going. It would seem that people are eager to outsource things because the agriculture. We are a dwindling breed. It's hard work. It's everyday work. And we are so busy with our head down working that we aren't able to go out and basically stump for what we're doing, you know, and tell people all about us. We need more help from the consumers to elevate the local producers in the North State to the status where we recognize that without them, we are going to have to outsource our food products. And I, for one, don't like to outsource. I like to buy stuff that is made in the USA. If I can buy it locally, I'll do it because I've made that connection. And I see the future, and it doesn't look so bright without agriculture in it because we're going to be
hungry.
We're going to be hungry, and I guess it's not to worry. We can always trust food from China, right?
Absolutely. Who knows what we have in it following the news.
Insert sarcasm.
Yes.
So, you know, I think it's important that people realize what I'm saying is true and real, is that we're underrepresented and we need people to get on board. Sometimes we are a little more expensive than the imported commercial brands because we are more management intensive, because we are doing things a little different in a more sustainable fashion. But I think people now are finally realizing that that's where we need to go. And I'd like to see agriculture in the North State elevated. And that these people that are working so hard, that I certainly appreciate, to get rewarded by being able to stay in business. Let's start with that.
Yeah.
Let's keep these people in business.
Let's feed the family.
You know, let's understand what they need to be in business and to ultimately provide that product to you year round. and reliably.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on today. And I always learn so much, and it's always inspiring, and it's also fun to laugh. And so I want to remind the listeners that we're back on again. February 23rd will be our next show. And don't forget the rest of the Positively Healthy crew. I want to thank Mark Beecham, Eating Cashews with Laryngitis, and our producer, Rachel Lane, who is always positive and smiles and keeps us on track. So we'll see you again next time, and enjoy your day.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
And Nancy Sutton Pierce is up next with her Conscious Living Show right here on KCNR.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The same National Mall that was full for President Obama's inauguration Monday is the site of a rally on behalf of one of his priorities for his second term, gun control.
People here say they want to support President Obama and his efforts to add more gun control laws to the books. You hear some people behind me, and people here marching had signs that say, enough is enough. They say they want more background checks, a ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines, and a ban on assault weapons. The president and Senate Democrats have been pushing for more gun control laws. There was a very small pro-Second Amendment gathering on the Mall earlier this morning as well. People there said more gun laws are not going to keep people with mental health issues from committing violent acts.
Fox's Molly Henneberg in Washington. At least 27 people are dead in riots today in Port Said, Egypt, the site of a deadly soccer riot last year that led in turn to death sentences handed down yesterday for the family.